My dear viewers, visiting the graveyard is an essential part of remembering the hereafter and is an act that has been carried out by Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in order to send greetings to our deceased family relatives or another friend of ours. It is important that we know how to send greetings to the deceased in the graveyard. Let's listen to some Madani pearls in regards to this. Whenever you visit a graveyard, you must stand in such a way that your face is towards the face of the buried and your back is towards the Qibla. Now present greetings as mentioned in the book Tirmidhi. As-salamu alaykum ya ahla al-quburi yaghfirullahu lana walakum antum salafuna wa nahnu bil-asa. Translation: O people of the grave, peace be upon you and may Allah Azza wa Jal pardon us all. You came before us and we are to follow you. Explaining the wisdom behind presenting greetings from the side of the grave towards the face, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has said, when visiting the grave, stay in front of the face of the deceased and then advance towards his feet so that you are in front of his sight. Do not approach from the side of the grave towards the head, as this will cause the buried to lift and turn the head for looking at. Weep abundantly and supplicate, seeking your forgiveness and the forgiveness of the people of the grave. If you cannot cry, make your appearance seem as if you are crying. It is better to place flowers onto a grave because as long as these flowers will remain fresh on the grave, they will keep performing tasbih, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the heart of the deceased will stay comforting. Subhanallah. Similarly, there is no harm in placing a sheet of flowers onto the coffin of the funeral procession. Fresh and moist grass should not be taken off from the top of a grave as mercy descends due to its tasbih and the deceased gains content. Furthermore, to remove the grass would be taking away the rights of the deceased. When visiting the graveyard, instead of talking about this and that and remaining engrossed in negligent thoughts, perform fikr Madina. In other words, remember your death whilst accounting and reflecting of your deeds. Remember your sins, if possible, with tears pouring from the eyes, and scare yourself by thinking about the punishment of the grave. Repent in the court of Allah Almighty and imagine firmly in your mind that as these dead people are alone in their graves, soon I too will be left alone in a dark grave in the same way. Furthermore, remember the following words of the blessed hadith, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ, meaning, you reap what you sow. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He Azza wa Jal gives us the ability to prepare for afterlife and to always remember death and to always follow the sunnah of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In order to learn more sunnahs and in order to learn more Madani powers, it is a request to the viewers to come and participate with the devotees of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madani Qafilas. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.